GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
Jamaica is poised to benefit significantly from the development of new and emerging industries, which will create employment for citizens. A study undertaken by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security's Planning, Research and Monitoring Unit in 2014 cited job potential in areas such as logistics, green economy, business process outsourcing, creative industries, tourism, agriculture and health services. According to the study, the Logistics Hub project has created confidence, growth and possible employment within the offshoot areas of transportation and logistics, information technology, manufacturing, business management, human and social services, health and community services and agriculture, among other areas. The other emerging area, the green economy, while relatively new to Jamaica, also has the potential to facilitate employment and new skill sets. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says Jamaica stands to benefit from the establishment of a nutraceutical industry through increased earnings and job creation.
The development of these industries will allow us to move towards a stronger and more prosperous Jamaica, one characterized by increased foreign exchange earnings, increased employment opportunities ranging from agriculture to manufacturing, and an improved social and economic well-being of all persons involved.
Nutraceuticals are food or food products that are purported to provide health and medical benefits, including the prevention and treatment of diseases. Jamaica is home to more than 80 plants which are said to have these benefits. Minister Hilton says, with the formation of the nutraceutical industry, the opportunities to develop the industrial hemp and medical marijuana sectors become further magnified. He says the government is in the process of developing new legislation to safeguard the rights of plant breeders as a new area of intellectual property IP protection in Jamaica.
This will facilitate and encourage innovation in the breeding of new plant varieties, the registration of plant breeders' rights and farmers' rights. All of this will prove especially useful as we work towards the development of the cannabis industry.
Minister Hilton adds that the government has undertaken several activities aimed at facilitating development of the nutraceutical industry and improve IP protection.
Intellectual property protection. This is another key area of focus in facilitating the development of the nutraceutical industry in Jamaica. Both our products and our traditional processes are in demand globally, and we cannot allow ourselves to stand by while others outside of Jamaica benefit financially from Jamaica's world-class products.
The minister further cites measures to register several local products under the Geographical Indication Act, passed in 2004. Geographical indication is a sign or name used on certain products to identify the geographical source and possesses certain characteristics or reputation linked to the country of origin. Among the products to be registered are Jamaican ginger, logwood honey, ganja for medicinal purposes and other natural products from the nutraceutical industry. Minister Hilton is assuring that the government will continue to formalize the country's nutraceutical sector. This to strategically place the country in a position to take advantage of this expanding industry. The minister's comments came as Eden Gardens Wellness Resort and Spa in Kingston recently launched its line of wellness teas, the newest addition to Grace Kennedy Foods and Services Limited. The teas are a blend of familiar herbs that are endemic to Jamaica.
The increased availability of wellness products have been made possible through the government's deliberate strategy to formalize Jamaica's nutraceutical industry.
Mr. Hilton has commended the firm for its innovation in the production of a line of herbal teas, noting that the product will greatly assist in the country's economic development. He says the launch of the line is especially important in light of global market forecasts that the nutraceutical industry is poised to become a major contributor to economic growth, with projected earnings of $207 billion in 2016. Join us again next time as we continue to highlight the government's strategic priorities for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
Smoking in public or within 5 meters of a public place is strictly prohibited. Public spaces include any workplace, sidewalk, bus stop, restaurant, supermarket, school, hospital, pharmacy, and park. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA. To get more information, call the NCDA at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.